to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hello and welcome to PNC News. My name is Leslie Fairkaker and I'm back like not your father. Yeah, at PNC, we would like to thank apartheid. Apartheid, without you, there would be no public holidays, no Freedom Day, Youth Day, Human Rights Day. Besides the oppression, segregation, economic exclusion, and downright hatred, apartheid, you know, also nabas. I mean, bra. In today's news, the big question on social media going around: can 100 racial slurs defeat a gorilla? Here at PNC, with knowledge from William Smith, we have done the math. In South Africa, we don't even need 100 men to defeat a gorilla. We have Nota. In fact, Nota can defeat 100 gorillas. Just him and his freckles. If it wasn't for Nota, there wouldn't even be a band called Gorillas. According to science, the patriarchy is strong with mountain gorillas. The silverback is the group's protector, decision maker, conflict mediator. Maybe we don't need 100 men to defeat a gorilla. We need 100 feminists. Feminists will gather around the gorilla, telling the silverback about his male privilege, and they will rise to defeat gorilla misogyny. Another fun fact, a gorilla can eat 210 bananas per day. But if Nota stops farming, there'll be no bananas for the gorilla to eat, leaving the gorilla weak. You see, Nota is smart. He'll do it systemically. We've reached out to Nota to comment. He said no comment. He's at Kong looking for a gorilla. In other news, the High Court rules there'll be no VAT increase on the 1st of May. Increasing the VAT on workers' day is a different kind of evil. It's like unaliving your girlfriend on Valentine's Day. The other parties, Boza, PA, etc., who voted for the VAT fiscal framework are left with egg on their faces, all sharing the same egg, because even without a VAT increase, eggs are still expensive. Eggs are so expensive, they should have their own blue light brigade. The courts have ordered Godongwana to pay DA and EFF legal fees. I'm surprised the DA was so vehemently against the VAT hike. Their voter base loves hiking. The DA and EFF will get all the props for no VAT hike, but we all know it would not be possible without Nota. Thank you, Nota, for the VAT and paying Mnet when you were 5. Not a day will go by without us thanking you. Get it, Nota Day? That's it from us at PNC News. In the name of the Father, Nota, the Son, Nota, and the Metallated Spirits, Nota. My name is Leslie Fairkaker. See you next week. Same time, same green screen. Fuck Michael Owen.
Abafethi, yabonja abafana. Umfana waqala wasuza kwi-relationship. You must know ukuthi uyachitha leyo muntu. Yabona uLove ubekade ethi uma yephe sokusuza aphumele ngaphandle. Manje usevela adedele azathi asikhompithe, senze i-competition yokuthi uba uzosuza strong. Asuze athi yenza nawe. Uma ngabe esetoilet ungisendela ividiyo athi look what I'm doing as if into ekhulu leyo. So anyway-ke sigcine sesiyaxabana-ke because nami manje sengimbonile ukuthi uyachitha. So nami ngiyachitha. Mina ngitshela ukuthi u-hide and seek, yabo umuntu uma eke waqala, kusho ukuthi now it's his turn to count, to fold, nami ngihambe ngiyochitha ngibuye. Then we can discuss it as a couple. But, yabo nje, sihambe, even ama-move, uyangazi ukuthi mina ngithanda u-action. Yabona, yena manje usethandora umkhoma ngazi abantu abaqabulana mina ngiyithandi leyo nto mina ngifuna Optimus Prime yabona nje isine engiyithanda kakhulu yila khona la uBumblebee ehamba nabo ku freeway yabo kuza ama Decepticon punks avela uBumblebee a transform abaphose phezulu emoyeni ashaye lezi zinja lezi asesuka lapho laba bayamemeza kase asuka lapho uBumblebee a transform abanqaka abanqeke kanje abathathe kanje ababuyisele phakathi emotweni ha ngathi fuseke ngathi mina uBumblebee yinto manje mangabe sesixoxa leyo nto leyo uthi yena hayi mina ngazi ngigetho kanjanjanja ngithi mina uyangazi nje uyangazi kufana nokuthi umuntu uthola ukuthi uhamba naye yabo mina ngifuna ukuthi umuntu wesilisa ahambe eduze ngithi mina simgqaze lohlama lo because uso why azosondela next thing lo muntu lo uzosidelela straight
yes
ngitha simgwaze a uthi lona no mina ngiviolent
gaslighting
uyang gaslight so that's the thing ngimtshelile ehe so no ehe so ngiyamtshela ngithi mina uyabona mangabe ngibuka uvegeta ngiyazi ukuthi abantu uvegeta banakho ukuthi bathi uRaf yabo kanti uVegeta wabanenkinga daddy issues
right
inkinga nobaba wakhe nokuthi ingane umsamo ayisawenzi manje kunosiko okufanele ukuthi balilandele so mangase kuthiwe bayamenzela bamshumisela impepho uVegeta ungathola ukuthi ubakhamu cause njengamanje wonke umuntu uthanda uGoku nezingane zakhe so nje unogo nogohan ha bese ngiyabaza khona mase be transformer has come yeah ubone uthola uthi ke manje sekunenye imission ke manje sekufanele ukuthi hanje ngoba la ama dragon balls inkinga yawo mangabe eke asebenza ke kwa wisheka then ayahlaphaka angithi then sekufanele ukuthi ke abuye ke manje bazohamba baye ku mission bafune bawathole la mali kanjani but impilo nayo mina ngiyenge ngithi kanjani it's all about to transform mawunga sa transform usu stakile ke endaweni eyona
yes
hey angithi cause uzohlala endaweni eyona awukwazi ukuthi ube umuntu obukade uyena izolo izolo kanjani kanjani fanele ukuthi ushintshe ushintshe sikubone
miss me
with that how yabona ene siyakwamukela siyakuamuhela umuntu abe yileyo nto ayiyona angithi yabona usungadideka uma ungahlangana naye and identify as lenta yona sina so banike ukuthi simnqabele asos and manje usungambopha kona nje umunye u president wase eTanzania kade ethi hey yena uyatha yena uphekela indoda yakhe nezingane ngithi mina way sinezandla sonke Ezifu kusetshenziswa amabele ukulokhunja upheka ngoba phela kusetshenziswa izandla ha mina mawukuthi kudingeka inkomo ukuthi umuphe ama floss yes
that's fine
yes but manje izandla sesinje mina we mina ngikholelwa leyo nto le eh angiyithandi leyo nto le ama gender roles i gender ngokubili ehe ongcono ke angivele ngihambe ngiyisike lokhu njani nami ngifake le eh mangabe ngingafuna ukusebenza I just put le A ngitransfer Decepticon punk
Thunderfy.
Yo.
Bucket of breath.
Whoa.
Iranta, they are by themselves.
They are lone soldiers.
There's not even air conditioning in that vault.
Oh.
They are hot. Those notes are crispy. They're like this. I come out, I'm like, Gideon, where's my sunroof?
Gideon is
in the sunroof.
Okay.
Burrito. We talk about body parts until here.
Yeah.
We don't go down there.
No.
Nipple, we are there.
3 day week.
Even you are getting the seats.
You get me.
Even you are getting the seats. Cheese babies.
Oh,
we are back again for another one.
Yo.
Damn it.
That's taking our energy.
Yes, yo. Jason. No. Jason, there was a whole segue.
You're taking our energy to go and edit later. Who are you making posters for?
Who do you work for?
Tell Khala you will be home.
I'm looking for... Okay, no.
Karen, you looking for?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the name of the person I was going to diss your sweater with.
Is it?
When I was introducing.
So you Googled for me?
No.
So sweet, man.
Yeah. Looking like
I just think for you.
Wow.
That's so sweet, man. You use your brain.
Thoughtful.
All right. Farida. I saw you were doing a nice little campaign over the week.
I didn't know you knew.
Hey, but did you know?
Yes.
The show has begun.
Wow.
What a way to bring it back, second time. Cheese babies. It happens to be that day again where we meet together at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Happening
yes, sir.
Right here on the Tubes. You Tubes. Ladies and gentlemen, before we begin, Shandri, we are serious.
Protocol, please.
We're observing protocol before we can start. Allow us. Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to formally introduce our constituents.
Please do.
Okay.
Wearing a hat that looks like an ice cream that was abandoned on the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, the personification of red and black. Barekile Baganea, because he's just skin and bones.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together
skin.
For the ashiest person from Walkerville. Tsitsi, no Vaseline, turmeric for
parents.
I will fix it in post.
Ashy, I'm not ashy.
We'll fix it in post. Ladies and gentlemen, every school has a head boy, but here we have a head girl.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lamobona, Kiena, Farida, Pharaoh the Fi to the Fizz. Hey, dressed like an extra on Sarafina. Ogar Kiena, and it's a distance. Sayena, Mama Lileti.
This is Freedom Day.
There's one weekend we're celebrating that has to do. Oh, tomorrow's Workers.
Yes, Workers Day.
Yeah. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, a person who will be celebrating Workers Day, even though she's unemployed. Farida, Pharaoh Fi to the Fizz.
Yay!
I actually take that back. You are employed,
indeed.
But we'll get into that later.
Thanks.
All right. Talking about unemployment, behind the camera, ladies and gentlemen. A man who keeps popping up every week, hoping to be paid an exposure, but is never exposed. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the third most famous person from Burlington, the one and only Tabiso, sir, Mashongo!
Yay!
Third!
It's actually second. It's second. We lost the person this weekend.
No.
It's Wilson Uvaile.
Uvaile Wilson.
Yo.
Get Nano, number two.
Climbing up the ranks.
Tatawena.
Vusi, beware.
And he's talking about Nova. Mamela in the back. Rocking a Zulu's Panther hat.
Mm.
Downloading as much Zulu as he can because next week he's going to need it. She's babies. The man who tells stories that are unbelievable and forces us to believe them. Please put your digital hands together for the man, the myth, the legend,
Mr. Come I Tell You himself.
Come I Tell You.
Shandre Abrahams, formerly. You, I even forgot. Van Veen!
Yay!
Almost said Van Zyl, bruh.
All right, Cheese Gang.
This is the Googled one, guys.
I know. This one.
It's going to be a good one.
I let go of the Googled one now. Now I've got a new one. Yeah. Now. This one I thought for you, just for you, you know, ladies and gentlemen, cheese boys, cheese girls. Looking like a perfectly ripe Poloni from Espato, yeah, 20 Rand, go Cosmo City. Mpopops Modikwane.
Is that Poloni that comes in slices?
Yes.
With the plastic?
Yes.
You know him. Yeah, you know him. Slices. You know? Yeah. Poloni also support the LGBTQ. As you can see on his thing, he has got the colors. Yeah.
So get escort.
Wow.
You know which one was the Googled one? I was going to say you look like
Squidward.
Jake from Adventure Time's wife.
Jake! No. Please don't. I haven't reached that season.
No.
My Adventure Time Jake still is single.
No, oh. Not Jake, the dog. Jake the dog, yeah. Jake the dog's wife, the unicorn. Radicorn.
Oh, you ruined it.
No, man.
Now it's a spoiler
like
for you. Sorry.
Now
sorry.
I know.
Sorry. Yeah.
I pretended I knew what was happening there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's why I one from lost. My brain.
I was very lost.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought you were going to say I look like a bubble gum.
Whoa.
You understand?
Yeah, a Babaloo.
No.
Remember Babaloo? It fights back.
You know why I think we're feeling like this, guys? I think it's this whole long weekend.
Yo, bruh.
Yes.
Yo, we are inundated.
I don't even know what day we are in. I don't know. Is this usually the day we shoot?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
But it feels like it's
that's
a...
That's why I said no.
Today feels like it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it does.
All the public holidays just makes us feel like...
It's Monday today,
yeah,
Papa.
It's Monday.
What?
Yeah.
Also, we've been having 3-day weeks.
Even you are getting the tzitzis.
You get me.
Even you are getting the tzitzis.
3-day weeks. Other days, chilling, maximizing.
We have part-time weeks now.
Yeah, man.
Hey, but that's 2 days April in
and
South
then
Africa.
It's a weekend.
That's April in South Africa.
Ah, it's just an excuse for Limpopo people to drive up and down.
Bruh.
They have a long road.
Honestly.
You know how many times you have to go home? Every time there's a long weekend, you must go.
Yes.
4 toll gates.
Kabomma.
Back home.
Yeah.
And when you get home, you must bring stuff.
Yo, come empty-handed. Ask me. I know that. Wow, they almost hit me at the door. Because I came just myself. I was like, I'm famous enough, surely.
You thought they were going to just receive you with open up. Auntie Farina is here!
No, no,
Kante Bashevile. Where's the quarry?
You know
that feeling when you enter and people look behind you? Hi!
Where the quarana? Where the quarry?
I just came.
Is it just you, Vele, by yourself?
Yeah, no, I stopped that thing because it's not welcome in my family. You must come with something. So this time I came with something they could enjoy. Something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket of KFC.
Oh, that explains.
That one, it hits everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, they taught you a good lesson because you brought for us as well.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah, no,
I never
thank you.
Do.
Thank you.
You know, alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
And it's halal.
Oh, so, thank you, Farida.
That must have been like a flex though. Bring back KFC.
Bruh.
Because everybody wants a piece of you when you come back home to visit.
Oh, very.
And now you've got KFC. Mm-hmm. So everybody gets a piece.
Mamela.
Oh, didumch.
You get.
I see what you did there.
You get.
Wow. Now, I don't know, man. For me, it's about piece selection at home. Now, as soon as the bucket hits the table, pieces need to be assigned according to who's who in the family.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Okay.
There's a piece that you can see, it's Malume's piece.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then, you know, thighs are for bo auntie, bo mama, employed people in the household.
Mm-hmm.
The rest.
Yeah.
Because there are some that look like thigh, but when you bite, you realize I'm going to have to chew more than.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's too late. You've committed.
Yes.
And the skin will deceive you because you'll be like, ha ha, got like a taller thigh. And you're like, why does this thigh have ribs?
I've bitten into it.
Yeah. I'm committed.
Yeah, you know.
That's actually my favorite piece of chicken is the white meat. The
really?
Lard. Yeah.
I can
Are you a breast man?
I'm a breast man, but like chicken.
Like, we are talking about food.
Yes. Okay. We are talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to reiterate.
Yeah. Oh, you are
you are a new father, so yes. Other things popped in your head.
Ah, bro. It's nice, that one. Plus, it's got those juicy bones, you know? Those,
yes.
The ones that you can chew.
Yeah. The,
yeah.
I chew all the bones, you know? Just a fun fact.
Do you digest them as well?
You know, you didn't need to tell us about that, but we knew it.
Yeah, like, he looks like a...
Like, it's one of those things, like, when you told us, we weren't shocked. Mm. I see it.
And I can tell you judge people who chew bones.
Yes.
You look like it.
Yes.
It is these like, ones.
Like, mm. And then he keeps... He keeps...
Puts them in a serving.
Yeah, one a heap, so. Then you think the table was attacked by ants. Can't you know? Kids, it's his collection.
No, I'm telling you. Yeah, even like
bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. How's your little masapo?
Man, and that thing is real, bro. Sometimes you're eating, like, sometimes when you go home, you have to hide, like, the extra the bucket, because you know the people who have taken the pieces that are assigned to them.
Mm.
You know, now it's only the ones that, you know, now you have to literally hide it away because people will always come back and touch pieces they're not supposed to, you know.
Mm.
Now you're just seeing unemployed people with a drumstick.
Imagine
holding it like this, taking that bone, you know, that extra bone inside, you call the toothpick.
Imagine, though, after a long day of labor, you come home, Obona Thabiso, into his fourth bite of the drumstick.
Like, of a drumstick, you're like, yo, eating the cartilage, the juicy cartilage.
Mm. I had the most ridiculous argument with my brother. When I went home for the long weekend, I came home because I thought that, you know, we don't want to wash dishes. Let's just... Everyone just buys Streetwise 2 and your plate is already, you know, the box is your plate.
Wow, that's your reason to buy KFC.
Streetwise 2.
Mine is because it's delicious.
No, I'm saying.
I don't feel like doing dishes. What can we do?
KFC.
Yeah.
So I come up with
you. Like, sunlight.
Yeah, it looks KFC. Like it looks like you did no dishes.
So I come home
with Streetwise 2 and I give my little brother. Bro, does this guy tell me like, I don't eat Streetwise 2 Kentucky. I only eat Barrel.
It's the same chicken.
Like, it's the same thing.
So according to him, the chicken in the barrel is better than
Streetwise 2. Apparently the barrel is like a VSP.
VSP? What is VSP?
Various selected portions.
Oh, like they get selected by a special somebody.
Yes, because you can't no one just packs a barrel just all willy-nilly. The chicken doesn't get thrown in there.
You're actually right. Like in a barrel, you find a good variety of, you know, different types of pieces.
Handpicked.
And they always put, the ones at the bottom look like they can take it, you know, like.
Yeah, they were placed there.
Yeah, they're my friend. Buffet, you get that swara. Let's go, swara. Let's do that more, Jimu. Little Jiwa first. It's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry. Now wait my turn. Just keep me warm. Keep me warm. Thank you, Buffet. Thank you, Buffet. Okay, outa la fire, Modimu. You're going. Bye-bye, wing. Wing, mna ne kumrata blind. What's it? Oscar, I will hold. Don't worry.
Hold on.
Then it's left you and the other chicken. I'm gonna, but don't go away, Oscar. And I'm still putting up my hands. I was under nobody there up there. It's just you and me, bro.
Then there's that one breast left in the bucket by itself. My chance.
And the lid goes on and gets stuck.
And then they put it in the fridge. It's alone.
Yo.
Yeah. What's up about to mpulaya again? How can one person just live and die twice in one lifetime? Mother King, it's the life of a chicken. Then you just see someone open and throw a bone. Yay! How was it out there?
Bangkukunile.
As you can tell.
Beautiful, bruh. Hey, you enjoy yourself when you
see that last piece of chicken, that one. Hey, it's like the real Easter hunt. The Easter hunt. We find that chicken.
So we agreed about alcohol before work, hey?
Well, my water end last business. Or Easter run.
With the Easter,
Easter hand run. Like, where you hide the Easter eggs.
You know?
Marar.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Yeah. Can't take the Easter egg.
Or whatever. People who start the conversation in between the conversation.
What about on a Tuesday? Because, you know, you can't just trust anybody on a Tuesday. I'm a trustworthy guy, but on a Tuesday, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Even in the Bible, they talk about it. It's in the index, but don't worry.
I'll tell it to you. No, but you didn't.
Are. No, no ringa Eastern Dwana.
No, that was excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was the
Thank
one.
Thank you, man. Oh, I didn't even realize that was so exceptional.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, these tears are exfoliating my skin.
You guys are just coming up with excuses.
Exactly.
Yo, hey, you know we needed excuses. Farida,
do you need an example?
No. I am fine, thank you. I am okay.
Or are you exhausted?
No.
We're expecting you to say something.
This is exemplary behavior.
These jokes are excellent.
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 GG and Evet in excellent. Excellent.
Oh my word. That was hilarious.
Excuses are nice sometimes, bro. You shouldn't speak down on excuses. You know who needed excuses over the weekend? Those netball ladies.
Hey. And one of them looked like Farida.
She's beautiful. Yes, not beautiful.
But she had your face when you panicked.
What is my panic face?
Can we just look at the financials, Chair? And then we'll see.
And the look.
Hey, Liam.
Liam so you didn't prepare.
Chair, it's happening again. They're doing the homework in the lecture. But it's gone.
You can tell he's enjoying himself.
Yeah.
He's having it. BDSM.
Punishment, pleasure.
Because he talks you into a corner. So
he knows the outcome, but he lures you in. It's like as a kid when you messed up and then your parent calls you. Who drew on the walls? They already know who drew on the walls, but they're asking you. Now you're busy there. It was me, Tabi Sosha.
Who drew on the walls?
Yo, imagine that's your mother there.
Lives.
Being questioned.
Sitting and she can't answer anything. Then you're like, but when she's here, she wants us to wash the dishes.
And she asks us questions.
And we can't answer.
Yeah, now when they ask her one, she's like, I'm going to have to refer to her. Yo, that thing was beautiful.
It was beautiful too.
I love watching someone that young. Because we are the ones that are really tired because we're not benefiting from a lot of stuff. So it was nice to see someone get back at, you know, the system. Or whatever he's doing is beautiful. So, big up to you, Mr. Liam Jacobs.
Aich. And he looks like someone here. I don't want to mention any names.
Eric Janssen.
Yeah. Did you see? He looks like someone here. Look there.
Esteemed members of the public, esteemed members of parliament, welcome to this deposition. Before we start, I just want to say, Chegatram, I get my hair cut at Legends. Do you know who my barber is? Dips. All honorable members, we are here today with the NSA. We just want to know, you guys spent 428,000 rand on condolences. Could you please take some time to explain to us what that was about? Chairperson, are they checking documents?
They are doing their homework right now.
Who's on Nyenye? This is what we're doing. Can you please explain to the public, especially the 4 South Africans watching right now live, and the thousands and millions that are going to watch this after I upload it to my TikTok. Dilly dong, dilly ding. We are waiting.
Honorable, I don't have all the information.
Is this what we're dealing with, Che? Is this what we're dealing with currently? You are doing your homework right now. You're checking through documents. Just give us the figures and tell us what happened. It says condolences at the end and you'll spend so much money. Where did that money go? Before I pull out my phone and make a TikTok.
I don't have all the details.
Okay, all right. I'm loading data now. I am putting data in my phone. I'm going to make a TikTok. Tell us what happened to that money. The CEO. Can we have the CEO talking? Chairperson, what is going on? Can the CEO step forward and tell us what happened to the money?
They don't even know who's the CEO.
Chair, the person who is speaking is the CEO. It's just, obviously, we represent Netball South Africa as a whole. So my job is to make sure CEO has enough information to make sure that it's accurate. And the problem is that we don't have enough and it's not fair. In South Africa, when somebody passes away, we have to condolence again. So it's money for the bereaved families.
So what you're saying is that money didn't go to a specific, it didn't go to the funeral itself, but it went to a specific person.
I came on after the financial year in October, so I don't have all the details.
Che, I'm about to press record. Che, I'm telling you now, my TikTok is burning. Listen, I am scorer to shouting dilly dong, dilly ding ding.
Let me follow you.
Ooh. Where is the money?
Honorable, it is not fair. Because Fred, we don't have all the details. I would have to go through the details to give you an accurate answer.
Ma'am, that's how information works. You need to have it in order to give it. So just give us. How don't you know? You're the CEO of Netball South Africa.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. It's not even a real sport. But you'll spend money like a real sport. Mm.
That's not fair, Che.
Of course it's not.
No, why are you calling him Che? I'm the Che. You don't even know who's the chairperson.
We need to go back and really find follow the due process to find all the relevant documents so that we can come back and answer.
All right, I've had enough. Mm. I am pressing. Dilly dong, dilly dang. We have another one here. They are stealing money left to right.
Yay. Guys, before we move on, I just want to say that KFC is actually having a competition running at this moment. Mm. So if you go and buy a bucket of KFC and you scan the QR code and you go into their WhatsApp link and you follow the prompts, take a photo of your receipt where you bought it, and then you can stand a chance to win a bottomless bucket from KFC.
Bottomless.
What does that even entail?
Why?
So I can get my favorite piece more than once.
Have you ever had a bucket full of drumsticks only?
Like,
but obviously T's and C's apply.
Of course. Yeah.
As always.
I know, man. Ish. Yeah. Yeah. How are you, Farida?
Tabitha, what's happening?
Why is he talking?
How are you, Farida?
Why is he talking?
It sounded like he had a plan.
You took us nowhere.
Get a long weekend, bro.
My soul. Sometimes it seems like our officials are in competition with each other when it comes to being shady.
True. True.
Because all of them are now getting it from this bro, but he's doing the Lord's work. Yes, competition is stiff out there.
Talking about competition, did you guys know that KFC is actually running a competition right now where you stand a chance to win a bottomless bucket of Chandra, chicken.
You had bottomless. Me at bottomless.
Bottomless.
Wow, 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 wow.
And it's so easy to enter. All you have to do is when you go out and buy a bucket of KFC, take a picture of the QR code, press the link, go in, follow. There's a link that takes you to WhatsApp, to their WhatsApp number. And then in there, just follow the prompts. They'll ask you to take a photo of your receipt. After you've taken a photo of your receipt, it takes up to 24 hours and then you could stand a chance of winning a bottomless bucket.
Sure.
Have you ever had a bucket just drumsticks?
Endless.
Or thighs.
Thighs.
Ooh.
Just thighs. Ooh.
Thigh
on the thigh.
Yo.
Mm. Bucket of breasts.
Whoa. Whoa.
But that's my favorite piece of chicken.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't judge me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. Ow. It's not a crime, guys.
Okay.
Hey. You know what a crime is?
Yeah.
Did you see what they did to FNB in a Jimiston?
Finish.
Hey, what did they do? No, what did they do?
They robbed those guys money heist style.
Mm. What do you mean? What, a bank or a...
A bank. They robbed an FNB bank.
Oh, but what those they guys did that dug through.
They dug a hole from one end, went underground up until the vault, then took the money out.
Of the vault?
Yes, and then bounced.
Ocean 14.
Bruh, they literally dug a hole. But don't you find it a little suspicious? What do you think, ever since Jup Jup hasn't been doing Uyajola 99? Amaroto. What job do they have now?
I was suspecting Amaroto.
Who else can dig tunnels underground and come up in other places?
I can think of a few people.
The ones who try twice as hard. They can dig. There are those who try twice as hard. Those guys can dig any hole.
I'm lost. The ones who try twice as hard.
Try twice as hard.
That's exactly what happened.
He try against Zulu. Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. Good swear.
Oh, wait.
Oh, say it's about witching.
I don't know.
That is insane. So, someone, from which building did they dig
yes.
from?
Yes.
Zama.
Yes.
I don't know if they dug from a particular building, but by the time the cops discovered, they just followed the hole from the vault to, I think, a drainage system somewhere.
Yo. So wasn't there like a sensor in the money place that money's leaving?
Because
they should.
Oh, yes.
Because in James Bond, you see that those
the lasers.
The lasers. So
when I'm watching James Bond, but protect the dollars, the pounds.
The
Ranta, they are by themselves.
They are lone soldiers.
They are. There's not even air conditioning in that vault. Oh. They are hot. Those notes are crispy. They're like this. Have you seen how sexy bank heists are in America? All the notes are flat. Have you seen our money when they show just evidence? Manila has a long nose.
And only discrimination. When I did discrimination, the 10 rancher Rhino Fella Dikada.
Yeah.
10 rancher Mandela Dikada.
Yeah.
Yo.
Segregation.
Some of the money comes from breasts in a taxi.
You understand?
So doesn't feel
they put those ones in the vault.
Where else are they going to put it?
In the vault, they must put clean money.
Yes, nice.
You've just told us.
Mind.
We are here.
All of that money is experience. Just scattered.
So, bro, these owns dug and just took.
I don't know exactly how much they took if we had a fact checker. But
that would
be
help.
Nice.
Be
yeah,
so nice.
Just had a fact checker.
So crazy, the unemployed guy asking the employed guy to do the job.
Like
who's
maybe
unemployed and who's employed? Yeah, I just say these are my friends.
Yeah. Wow. My Tommy's.
That one had a child. That one has a child. Much dark, our feet.
How much did they steal?
I have no idea.
don't
worry, we'll come back. I'll do a thing.
Wow.
Yo. Oh, okay, yeah. So they're saying it was an undisclosed.
Undisclosed.
And that's a lot of money.
They managed to walk away with it.
Yes. That word should let you know it's more than.
Yes.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
But it's Germiston, bro.
Germiston is the most dirtiest place in the whole of Gauteng.
But that means a lot of people.
No, I don't mean.
Cash.
I mean the city, like the city itself.
The money's out.
Meaning,
there.
Yeah, that means if it is dirty and poor, that means a lot of people use cash. That means the ATMs that are there have a lot of money.
That means they also took some coins.
Five friends. realm.
One of them hit him when he was running away.
Sure, and those 80, have you been to Germiston before?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk bad, but like, yo, bro, that place, like, it looks like, you know, like, if the ATMs are moving in, every time someone walks by, the ATM is like, hey, hey. What's happening? Wait, that's how it looks like. It looks like if anyone can rob you at any time. That's how it feels walking in Germiston.
It doesn't feel safe at all.
Really?
I've never been there, so it sounds like a scary place.
Very scary.
Germiston's very factory. Yeah, Germiston is fine. That's what I know.
Like
industrial. Yeah, the industrial side, yes.
There's a lot of factories and stuff like that.
Oh,
and there's
a stadium there.
Yeah,
okay.
This then explains most the kind of people you'd expect to do such a crime. Because it's probably people who work with such equipment.
Yes, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. This was probably cooked up during a tea break. Someone was like, hey, gents, just been shy 6ix9ine gulet train. Vault.
Just four digs.
Paulo Susana, you dynamite. Yo!
I shot my highest on a random day.
Iva, it's a pocketing. Yeah. I'm bringing you light on the other thing. It's a cigar.
But he lied.
Yo!
So when a bank gets robbed, who pays back the money?
Insurance.
So all of this money is insured, right? And I think that's why there was this whole thing that all these companies, the cash and transit heist companies, are involved because that money is insured. Mm. So essentially, you're stealing money that can be replaced. So every time they get robbed, they just go to insurance. Hey, you saw the news.
And then
insurance goes, yeah, we did. Here's the money back.
Yo.
So if they can't recoup the money, it's still fine.
Yeah.
We're just going to see these guys at Groove.
Yeah, it's a victimless
and
crime.
And then the one that they do find, it goes to police evidence.
It stays there.
As evidence.
Ish.
You know, so it stays there. It doesn't go anywhere. It stays there.
As evidence. Yeah.
With the police. Yes.
Forever.
Evidence. Until they solve the case.
Until they solve the case.
Like the fourth 10 runs going to say, I know the story.
Barlat.
I'm in a glove compartment box. Anka de man, you wanna know Krakat Hennessy? No.
They should interview Bank Notes. Here's my story. Wow. I knew it.
Nanka makalar lo kolveni. Kauka no, send us the Vaca Land Cruiser, no.
Can you imagine being that employee that someone sends in there? Hey, can you just go in the vault and fetch 20,000? Bring it out. And you come back and say, there's no money in the vault.
Nah, you don't even come back. At first you go, if I come out and say there's nothing here, they're going to say I'm the last person.
So do you get in the hole?
So you go through the hole, you come through the front door and you knock. Guess how I got here?
You won't guess.
You'll never know. Get to those brutes, they're all looking at you. Guys, I know, it's okay.
I'm sorry. Joanna,
please. What's my mom? 7,000. Can I live on my phone? No, Lena, I know. I deserve this money. Even like it's about branch ingwe. Let's go.
Multi heist.
Same design.
Same
architect.
It's in breath. I don't want an ambitious criminal in life, bro.
Yeah, but it also seems like our criminals become even more ambitious. Bro.
Or our security systems are just not doing enough.
Mm-hmm. But you can't blame the victims.
I think too many people have time to study certain systems.
Yeah.
I think if you study a system over something, because that's what criminals do. They watch. They watch, they go, they're building a mall. Oh, nice. Okay.
There's going to be a vault.
There's going to be a vault somewhere here. So that person who hit that thing.
Knew.
Yeah, they were probably planning since before COVID.
Okay, maybe the criminal is the friend of the architect.
I don't think guys who blow up things are friends with people who draw.
Yeah. It doesn't go well together.
They don't match.
Because you're destroying where they are building.
You are a planner, I am a doer.
You're right, I do.
Open a dating, I see you feed this mall, this thing. Bomb I want.
Would you be able to, rather, would you be willing if I came with such a plan and I told you, Ntwan, I know the train, I know the vault, let's go.
Look, man, I think in order for any plan to happen, there has to be a guarantee.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me this plan while we are, you know, enjoying a Streetwise 2 together.
Yeah.
I think for me, you have to take me in the tunnel and show me. Ntwana, we're going to dig here. And Wabona, hollow. Siangena, slightly dynamite, twatla. From here, we run.
While
and then you show me, while we're timing it. Then the getaway car is parked here. The getaway car, I must make sure it's been serviced.
It's got petrol.
It's got petrol. The tires are right. The suspension is fine. That it's going to take us to another getaway car.
Yeah.
Where we change out of the clothes that we have our DNA in. Burn those clothes. Shave our hairs.
And how many minutes must this happen? How many minutes is this taking?
No, this is the only way I'm jumping part of this plan. Is no, if he has a foolproof.
Yes.
That we, and then we are going to have an excuse for why I was not there. The alibi must be there.
Okay.
But you must understand one thing about this plan, because probably you convinced, I think that this is the long tunnel that they dug. Nah? Halfway through the tunnel, someone might have quit. Nah, no, I can't. I'm going back to my job. How do you then, you being taken and be like, but dog, we are halfway. Can we start digging? Can you, how would you, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but so, whoever quit halfway is no longer with us.
Yeah.
But then they are.
But they know.
You can't,
like,
you can't go
know.
With information like
information.
That. You must.
That's so, the thing.
Here's the thing, though. With what you're saying, Pops, I feel like this takes a long time to plan and execute. Firstly, for the hole where they dug, that whole place, that whole tunnel is very long. It's not like three steps around the corner, then you're at the vault.
And this is with an area that's populated.
Yes.
So they so had to dig silently. Do you know how did this
do? How do you even do that?
To make the Schofield sand underground even that soft that you can dig silently, get rid of it so that it doesn't stop you on your way out. Even when you're carrying huge amounts of cash, you still move at a good speed to get outside the tunnel, get to a getaway car without people around you noticing. This is months and months of like sitting down, professor type thing. But you're going to be this, you're going to be that.
Do you know the pain of digging without singing like struggle songs?
In silence.
Do you know what I mean? You're there just silently. But like digging goes with low.
Yeah, motivation.
But you understand, right? Yeah. It's noises the whole time. But
you're industrial, you are right.
Industrial.
And
so
I'm sure they started humming, but they hummed too loud. They were like, hey, man, shut up, man.
Silently.
Yeah.
And
it was a Xhosa Bru, right? Xhosa Bru's love singing.
And there's no electricity there, so I had to dig by candlelight.
My gosh.
Yeah. But you see, you were talking about the brood that, like, if, like, during halfway through the heist, and then he decides, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like situations like that. Because if you agree on something, as like, if you and me agree on something and we're starting to do it, the least you can do is see it through with me. And then whatever happens to us, we just honestly take back the repercussions. Like what happened to, you know, to Mac.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you mean like if you agree and then the poopies hit the fan, you must also be willing to back me up. Because this is what we agreed on. We were both going to do this thing. So you can't just switch. Halfway through and
you
go.
You can't do that.
I wasn't a part of this.
Yes. Because now you're absolving yourself from the...
The blame.
From the blame.
But guys, sorry, I'm having a mini crisis. What are we talking about here?
No, you're right.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
But to break it down. So basically, there's a... Last week, Max said some... what the public considered...
You sound, for an unemployed person, you sound like an employee.
What the public considers.
For what the public
And I saw him with four papers today. Four loose papers.
The CV.
Each page looks the same. In a border, so you understand. Two big words on top.
Yeah.
One in Tomaga
Sea. Yeah.
No,
my brother, don't let them disturb you this heat.
But basically, what transpired is Mac is we call him our CEO, our boss, our leader.
Our vendors are owners.
Yeah.
They own us.
Yeah, they own everybody.
We are the slaves. Mm-hmm.
But basically, he's facing backlash about some comments he made or a statement he referred to when speaking on about Mini Dlamini's dating
circumstances. Okay. Yes.
And
yes,
then throughout the backlash, what happened?
Backslash.
The backstory.
No, backslash.
The circumstances. That's when I knew the story.
Backslash. Circumstances is the real one.
Circumstances, but it's the context in which it's used.
You're careful. Careful.
Leave the backslash alone.
But through the backslash.
Schling.
Backslash.
That's the backslash. Schling.
That's why we don't invite you guys to our things.
You watch Blade Trinity this weekend. There's a lot of sling you heard. Sling. A backslash.
Yes, Tabiso.
No, man. Throughout the backslash.
Are you saying for real now?
It's backslash.
I believe I can.
Get off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest.
You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
Yes.
Yay.
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 Oh, yeah.
Running PNC.
Hi.
So mine is not really a personal dilemma, but rather like throughout my life. Okay, I've always knew that I can make people laugh, even strangers or friends, you know. And I've been told, like, you know, comments from strangers also and other friends and anyone that I've ever interacted, like, oh, you're so funny. Why are you not doing comedy, you know? So what I wanted to ask from you guys as professionals is that how do I start as a comedian? Like, I would like to be, personally, my wish was to be a stand-up comedian. And then my question was, how do I start? What would be my starting point to be a stand-up comedian? And like, is it to go to a comedy show, or is there any a professional comedian who can give me guidance? So yeah, I would like an advice on that. I would appreciate your response on this one. Thank you.
My brother, thank you for that voice note. We highly appreciate it. Thank you for spreading humor amongst your friends and making them laugh. So now you're asking us, how do you take your laughter from boutique to wholesale to large scale to scalable? So
Franchise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that safety. My brother, first things first, I would say my advice, what are the steps you need to take? First things first, if you want to start off by being a stand-up comedian, start by recording a voice note and sending it to a bunch of comedians you enjoy watching and admire. Mm. And ask them what they think you should do.
Good job.
Step two, about your comedy career. Step two, consumption. You have to consume the thing you want to become. Yes. Do you understand?
There are
no thin chefs. They eat. They understand the food.
Just
they
like,
go, wow, this food is nicer than that food.
I almost said just like Funny Chef.
Right? That's funny you should say that.
She cooks up humor.
Then, my brother, once you have consumed, step three, approach the place of consummation.
Mm-hmm.
So the place you go and watch consumption. Thank you. The place where you watch the stand-ups and you attend, and you go to one of the guys, you go, hey, Tips, great show tonight. Miss your dreadlocks. By the way, how does one get to do an open mic?
Yeah.
Now, an open mic, my brother, is 5 minutes of your funniest material that you can think of.
That's the end.
The job is to prepare that 5 minutes,
get an open mic at any one of these establishments that have comedy, do the 5 minutes. It might not be as great as you think, but step four is consistency. Because that is the key.
That's the key.
You keep going, you keep going, failing, getting laughs, no laughs, inviting family to come watch you. Sometimes you die. It's a long car ride home. Sometimes you kill. They go, wow, there's a career for you. But you keep going. You keep going. Then eventually, after 9 years, you will be performing across stages in Johannesburg.
Mostly Bram.
Mostly Bramfontein.
Yeah.
Killing
but performing nonetheless.
Yeah.
That's the end goal.
Step five.
Step five.
The last step
is
to ask yourself, why you want to do this?
It's the introspection.
Right? Do you want to do this to be famous? Don't do it. Do you want to do this to prove how funny you are? Don't do this. Do this because you love it.
Yes.
The why should be love.
100%. The emotional attachment.
That was that was nice. I would have said step one.
I say next
change
video.
Your bio.
Like Farida.
Change your ad. It must be your name.
Why?
Comedian.
Comedian Tabi.
Yeah, like
Tabi's a comedian.
I actually at Dylan's show, we met the online Tabi Somklongo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he came, he's like, yeah, I'm Tabi Somklongo. I'm like, give that bro his name. He's like, no, it's my name.
Wow.
And he's light skinned as well.
Yeah, yeah, he's a poet.
Poetry.
Yes, he's a poet. But 100%. Next voice note.
Thanks.
People, you guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Yes,
what I would like to get off my chest today is, a year ago I was with my friend and I saw this other guy and I thought he was cute. Ugh. Right? And I think about 2 weeks later, him and my friend exchanged numbers, trying to hang out or whatever, because it was my friend's birthday. And then he expressed to my friend Wuti he likes her, and then, you know, so forth and so on. And then she didn't feel the same. So then she told him, Wuti, you know, she doesn't feel the same way and whatever. And mind you, I had already expressed to her how I feel, right? Okay, and then a year later, which is like, you know, this year, he asked my friend to, like, you know, give him my numbers and whatever. And she did that without my knowledge. And he then slid into my DMs, we started talking and whatever. And I do like this guy, né? But what's holding me back from actually, like, you know, just dating him, because he has, like, expressed his intentions of wanting to date me, is because I was not even an option to him. He liked my friend first. And then now he wants to express how much he likes me after she had rejected him. So also what's at the back of my mind is the fact that if she had agreed to him, like, then he wouldn't have expressed his feelings to me today, you know. So I do not want to be a second option, but also I do like this guy, like, a lot. So I would like you guys to help me and give me advice. Thank you, guys.
Farida, Tabiso. Tsitsi, Shandri, I want you to begin because I have Grootman advice here. So let me hold it inside.
Okay. I think I'm the least toxic when it comes to such situations.
So let Farida do the toxicity. First. Yeah.
How am I toxic?
It's okay, Farida. Yes, Tabiso.
My sister, if you don't want to be option number two, think of yourself as the next option. Unless you can find the time machine, go back in time and stop him from expressing what he expressed to your friend. There's nothing you can do, my sister. Yeah, it's either you like the guy or you're his next option.
Yeah, do you think that David Beckham started with that Spice Girl first?
No,
he started with Scary Spice. Yes. He almost had mixed race kids, but then
he moved.
Then he went to
stop. Hey, allegedly.
Allegedly,
we don't want to. We don't want to get.
Stop thinking of yourself as number one.
Yes,
thank you, Fardar.
For once, I'll agree with Tabiso.
And then you deny being toxic.
What do you mean for once?
I actually agree with you.
We always agree.
I think, girl, when in your life you are number one everywhere, somewhere you'll have to compromise. Yeah, it's depending on what you're willing to compromise on. if you're still thinking of yourself as option number two, he wouldn't have liked me, then you don't really like him. Because if you really like something, it doesn't matter where it came from.
Mm. Ah, guys, I'm so proud. I didn't even need to give the Groot Man advice.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, Groot Man and Groot Frog.
Groot Frog. Also, we've seen this in Lion King before.
Latoya is Groot Frog.
Simba just Simba didn't feel like the second option. Simba just said, Lala.
No, Mufasa.
Mufasa, I mean. Yeah. Sorry,
my bad. Yeah, man. My sister, look, sometimes the universe conspires to give you what you want. Then when it gives you what you want, it's not packaged the way you want it. Ah, your loss. You will be 43 asking yourself, when is my turn? Kanti, a situation was created for you to have your person. And you look the gift horse where? Inside of the mouth. Realized it has a gold tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my sister, yes, you are a pansela. But ask around. You'll find out that many people are panselas. Second options, third options, even fifth options. Quick side story. Pastor Ray McCauley of Rhema Bible Church.
Yes.
Was not the first, nor the second, nor the third pastor or minister to be considered to start the Rhema Bible Church.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he was option number 5, 6, somewhere there.
Damn.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So imagine he was like, oh, just because you couldn't get the other 4, now you want to ask me. We wouldn't have had this legacy that we had.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So this thing of considering ourselves as the number one option, it's either I'm number one or nothing. Let's see how far you get, my sister. Mm. Get the numbers of Gerald, call him back. Say, Gerald, let's do it.
I was tripping.
Do you know some people are with their sixth options happily married?
Happily?
Yeah.
You understand? Happily married with beautiful kids, one from the other option. The rest from this option. You understand?
He's got proof.
Pillow kitty option. Yes. We are all options.
Yes.
Thinking of yourself as number one is a childish thing because after a while you realize that everybody believes they're number one.
Yes.
And then you look, walk around and you're like, yo, I'm not number one there. I'm not number one
What
there.
Would you rather have? A streetwise one or a streetwise two? Mm.
So you be number one two. To yourself.
That's what I say.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Next voice note.
Next one. I'll press him more.
Hello, guys. Shout out to Titi. Shout out to Mr. McCauley, 11 in the back. Shout out to Bob Bob's Moniguane. Shout out to Farid. Shout out to Chandra A. Brahms. I got stuff to get
Big Bums.
Brahms. I heard that too.
Farid Big Bums?
No.
Chandra Big Bums.
Like, basically, to sum it up, my dad got into a boom. At the place he was working, apparently, he cost the business 100,000 rand a day. Keep him out. Long story short, we're not allowed to stay in that building that we worked at anymore because we stayed there.
Oh man.
So basically up in the backbone of the family, my 22-year-old grown baby ass. Yeah, boy, I've been the backbone while all this shit has been going down. I've had to deal with so much stress, dog. I've had to like grow up so fast, give money left, right, and center, buy food for the family, do this, do that, country. I'm still a baby and I'm still living with my mom, bruh. And my parents and my brother. Now, I got us a flat because we're currently staying, moving from hotel to hotel until we get like a flat in Cape Town. And Cape Town accommodation is crazy, bro.
It's expensive.
I found something. Now-ish, they want me to take out a loan to pay the deposit and the first month's rent. And they would say they would help me pay it off. I low-key don't know what to do. So that's the main problem because really and truly, if I'm being quite frank, all of this shit wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for my dad and wasn't for my mom covering up for him. If he did what they said he did, which was basically steal 100K. Because I don't believe he did, because if he did, we wouldn't be moving hotel to hotel. But yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should take that loan out and help my family because their family or just let them deal with it on their own because they're causing problems for the whole family that we didn't ask to be in. Me and my younger brother.
Yeah.
I don't know. What should I do?
Yo, my brother.
Yes, that's yo, a voice sorry. Note and a half.
And I laughed in the beginning. Just the notion of your father making other people lose 100,000 at work. Like, that's funny. But after that, it got so...
real.
Yeah. Look, man, Tubbs, you had the thing with Masai jumping.
Rock it.
No, so look, my brother, I know you expressed that he's 22, no?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I understand the gravity of the situation on you right now. The thing is with life, we never know when we are called to step up. It can happen at a young age, it can happen later in your life. But when it's your time to step up, it's your time to step up. We all get dealt different cards in life at various stages and ages of our lives. Tsitsi grew up without a father. Farida lost her parents at a young age. Sean lost his mom at a young age. I had a white father, so things were not for me. So
get a situation, you know. No one ever feels bad for him. No one says, oh my God, you know. Where did you cry when it was Freedom Day?
No.
To your mother
or
your father.
But I digress. So I'm digressing. Sorry about that. But look, what I'm basically trying to say, my brother, is I understand what you're feeling right now, because what you're feeling is a lot of, why me? And I'm going to challenge that and say, why not you? Right? I feel like in this moment, you were chosen because you are the strongest person to help your family out of this situation. Things happen for a reason. And Oscar Lebala, we don't work with our time, we work with God's time. So I feel like, why not you? You have the ability to do what you've been able to do right now. If you think about what you've been able to do 2 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to do what you're doing right now. So I commend you for literally putting your family on your back. That's what a man does, bro. You step up, you make things happen. Mm. Out of nowhere, you've managed to hustle an apartment in one of the most expensive cities to live in Africa. Bro. You've managed to hustle an apartment for your family. Right now, bro, whether your dad stole the monies or not, and your mom, first of all, your mom must do what your dad does. You know, they're a power couple. They've been together for this long. They support each other through thick and thin. Right?
Now it's thick.
Yes. It's thick. So she's supporting. But also growing up is realizing that our parents aren't the heroes that we thought they were as kids. Mm. When you grow up, you start realizing our parents are human too, bro.
Mm.
Right? So right now you're in the position to help to turn things around. And you're young enough, bro. Take out the loan. Work. Even if it means, yes, they're saying they'll pay you back. Even if it means you pay it back yourself, bro. Just know that this part of your life is dedicated to rebuilding your family. You will have your years ahead of you. I just commend you, honestly, for stepping up as a man at your young age. You have no idea how many of us, including the guy who had a white father at some point in his life, had to step up in our own family situations. That's why we're all here as independent people, because we learned to stand at a very young age. Mm-hmm. So you're on the right path, my dog. Keep going.
Yeah, but I don't think this one deserves jokes, bro. This one is a serious matter.
So must I edit my joke out?
No. I also had one. I was gonna say, I'm sure in that apartment he opens the fridge however he wants. Anytime.
But yeah,
I get one now. I would have won. You still?
Hey, calls his dad 100. Hey, Clipper.
But I also I think that maybe he just feels tired, you know.
That leap.
You guys are horrible.
They only count to 99 in that house.
Even his younger brother have code words. It's 00 home. They call him 00.
That means a binary.
100111. You know, I can hear in his voice now. I think he's fatigued, man. I think he's just there at that stage where he's been doing so much.
Someone his age shouldn't
yes.
be. And when you look outside, bro, that's the thing about being burdened with such things at a young age. When you look outside, people your age are acting and doing things their age.
Yes.
You're the one that has to stress about the electricity bill, the what, the money you were going
to
use to buy new shoes. You're watching people there on the podcast. They're wearing shiny shoes. You want to buy a pair
every week.
But you can't because you have to be responsible. That's what I'm saying, my brother. It's just a period in your life. It seems long, but it's just a period. Hang in there, bro.
Hold on.
Because of this, you're going to be such a successful person in life.
Yeah. And with that said, my brother, sorry. And cheers, gang. On that very, 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 very sad note,
Yeah. You said note.
Yeah, I agree, it's a voice note.
Also, it's 100 rand.
That was dope. And what's this? Thank you guys for coming and for watching, rather.
Yeah, for coming.
I'm keeping them on stage. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching. This is PNC, People in Need of Comedy.
True story.
That's Tabiso Mklongo. That's Chandra Van Veek. That's Pop Up Sudukwane. That's Farida. We do this because we love you. Mm-hmm. You do what you do because you love us. And we love that you love us. And we love you too for loving us. And
yay,
we love you just in case. It's just all a lot of love.
Yes.
Ke lerato, rena batho ba rato, ke apere red, ke yona color ya lerato. We have things that we want to shamelessly plug on the 19th of July. I think I'm starting too late. Let's start with the timeline. So you go first.
All right. Well, Artistry Sundays happens every second Sunday. On the 11th, we're going to have Mother's Day. Mother's Day special. Make sure you get your tickets. It's a nice package deal. Bring your mom or bring someone you want to make a mom. Make sure you get your tickets. They are available on the website. Artistry Sundays happening every second Sunday. 22 Fredman Drive, Artistry in Sandton. Good jokes, good LSM, good people. Cars are safe, they park underground. No. Then we have Bioscop, where cars might not be that safe. We have 10 security guards outside.
Gideon is there, is there. But sometimes Gideon doesn't remember which car you're going to.
Gideon. I come out, I'm like, Gideon, where's my sunroof? Pause.
Gideon is doing his
and I'm sunroof. Burrito. Bioscope Sunday.
This is worse than what McGee said.
So, or Gideon, you clean.
If tickets go down, we are switching.
And then on the 28th of June, Pop-Up's birthday comedy special happening at Gold Reef City Casino. Web tickets is where you get your tickets. Make sure you get those. 19th of July, Tsitsi Chumeric the Barbaric is going to be live for a second time in a row. The first time he was live, he was not a father. He's a father now. Mm. So come and find out what the journey has been like.
Yeah.
And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are on DSTV still. So make sure you catch our episodes. We are not cancelled.
Yeah, I know.
Just the head shop. Yeah. But we are still there every Tuesday on Mzansi Way too. Make sure you tune in.
We talk about body parts until here.
Yeah. We don't go
we
down
don't
there.
Go down
we
there.
Stay
no,
here.
No, 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 no.
Nipple, we are there. Puzzles. Not us. We were off the jokes only. What else can we plug shamelessly?
I think that, yeah, I think you've plugged everything. Things to come is definitely one-man shows from me and Tabiso. So the Come and Tell You show definitely coming.
Really excited. Okay.
It's just that
we... do the SAB because we're not doing it in the other episode, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So there's Complex Security showing on SABS Network. It's a little channel we started to kind of put everything extra that we do that's funny because it can't all go onto this platform. So we have...
So if they want to catch up.
Yeah, if they want to catch up with some other stuff that we do. It's just a place where...
it's giving them like a lot of choices so that they have multi choices of like what they
So it's a channel. It's a channel where we just put funny stuff. There's a show now with Kapo and Abutulolo called Complex Security. Do subscribe, like, and
what's the channel?
SABS Network.
SABS Network.
Yeah, like South African stuff, you know.
South African. Broadcast,
Solutions.
Solutions,
whatever BS is to you, South African stuff. Yeah, go check it out. Airing every single day at 6 p.m. On SABS Network is Complex Security with Kapo, Abutulolo, Tabiso, Tisetso OJ, and more shows will be coming. So content will be funny. Content will be all over there.
Shalala.
Guys, the plugs have been plugged. Everything has been said. We want to thank you once again for tuning in and watching PNC, People in Need of Comedy. Listen, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you same time, same place, right here on the Tubes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.